plana. Pero algo como claro así.
Therefore, Vedanta Sutra says, Sastrata Khushyar. You have to see through perfect book of knowledge. Not here, these eyes. So our proposition is that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the knowledge He has given us is perfect. And if we follow this perfect knowledge, then everything will be perfect. That is our goal.
Swami, I have a question. You said that, quoting the scriptures, that in this world all governments are evil. You said, quoting the scriptures, that in this world all men being like Shudras, all governments are evil. Are some governments worse than others? Is that communism?
No, all are not. Even communism. What is that? This system is the same.
And what about
voting? That? Voting. So some fools are voting. So what is the value? The process is voting. But who is voting? All rascals and fools. That's all.
But some parties like the Jansang?
No.
They say they are more religious.
But they may say, everyone will say, my party is very perfect. But we don't have. Everyone can say, everyone will say that I am perfect. But we have got a test. Because at the present day, the politicians are selected by vote. The public is full and rascal. So what they will select? Therefore, either communism or this capitalism or thisism, they are simply different names of the same thing. Vedic conception is a king, the executive head should be representative of God. He must be so perfect that he should be. Therefore, a king is offered the same respect as to God. Therefore, in Sanskrit language it is called Naradeva. God in the human form. Right. He should be so perfect. And everything is described in our literature, Bhagavad, how perfect king is working. Just like in India, they say Ram Raj. Because Lord Ramchandra was the perfect king. So, in English language also you say kingdom of God. But we want kingdom of God without God. So, God is perfect, and anyone who follows perfect God, he also becomes perfect. So therefore, if there is God consciousness, people in general, then they can select a person nice. Then there will be good government. Because there is no education, training.
Then how can there be Swami?
But he is not Shudra. He is master. Swami means master. And Shudra means servant. Swami, actually, Swami means who is master. And Shudra means servant. You should understand what is Swami. And master means master of the senses. That's why we are teaching our students to become swami. How? No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. So they are being trained to become master, because everyone is servant of these principles. So swami does not mean Shudra. A Shudra cannot become swami, because Shudra is a servant. Servant means servant of the senses. Now these boys are being trained to become master. They do not even smoke, they do not drink tea, they do not drink coffee. But at least they have become masters of these things. Gradually they will become master more and more. If you can control your tongue, then you control your belly, and then you control your genitals. It's straight line. If you cannot control your tongue, then how you become master of the senses? Therefore, in this shastra it is said, sevana mukhehi jivhado svayameva sphurattvata. God realization is possible when one engages his senses, especially the tongue. Now, it will be surprising when we hear that by controlling the tongue we can realize God. But that's a fact. Therefore we are teaching controlling the tongue. Sevan mukhihi jivado. The controlling business begins from the tongue. Therefore these things are prohibited. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. And those one who is already conversant with this controlling, he is not a Shudra, he is sang.
We are at the present time, our real reality is that spirit soul. We are fragments of the Godhead, of the Krishna, God. Our goal then, through Krishna consciousness, is to return eventually to this Godhead. And at the present time, we are recognizably in the state of Maya here, and we're governed by the three states, condition states of matter. What is the reason, according to you, why man has lost this perfection in the beginning? In other words, it would seem to me that if that in this pristine stage, when we would be, as it were, with Krishna, why would we ever want to depart, or how would we depart and get involved in this Maya?
It is not very difficult. Just like one falls victim of some disease, and again by treatment he can recover from the disease. As these European American boys, they are becoming recovered by the disease. Illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, intoxication. So they fell victim to these. Similarly, we have got little independence. We can fall down and we can raise ourselves, become elevated. So it is to be understood that as by desiring to be elevated, we become free from all these unwanted things. Similarly, by desiring, we fell down. as by desiring I can elevate, similarly it should be understood by desiring I fell down. So desire is there. So I can fall down, I can raise myself. That requires association. So your question is, how we fell down? Because we desired it. Now, when I desired, how I desired, then you have to trace out the whole history. But you are eternal. When it has begun, it is very difficult to find. But it is a fact, because we desire to lord it over the material nature, we have fallen. Here everyone is trying to lord it over. That is the tendency. This is material life. I am trying to lord it over. You are trying also to lord it over. There is competition, there is fight. There is no submission. Therefore, Krishna's instruction is, you nonsense, first of all submit. Sarvadharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ gacchami. That is the beginning. Because everyone is paptha. He has no submission. So that is it. We become paptha, we want to imitate God. Now also you are denying God. We are thinking by inventing something, we are thinking, what is the use of God? What the scientist said? He is a scientist.
That constitutes the universe. Scientists discover the physical laws governing the laws of motion of the planetary motions. So ultimately they say God is not necessary to investigate for the well-being of the human race.
So that's why God is not necessary. It's a very scientific proposal. God created. Now we are trying to know the law, therefore there is no necessity of God. It's a very sound proposal. What do you think?
What is it bad?
Huh?
The logic is bad.
Yes, thank you. It is called demonic love.
Is it possible for a member of the
Sudra
class to be cast and become a
scholar? Oh, yes. Just like any ordinary man can be educated, and he can become a doctor of science, a doctor of philosophy.
So is there kind of a democratization?
Therefore it is said, guna, karma. Karma means by action. Just like you are educated nicely, as a chemist. When you act as a chemist, then you are going to kill it. If you simply know chemistry and do not act, then you are not a chemist. So one should be trained up and at the same time will act, then he will act. That is as clearly stated in the Bhagavad Gita, your question. Māṁ hi pārtha vyapāsritya jepiṣu pāpa-junayo. Pāpa-junayo. Born in sinful life. Pāpa-junayo, lower caste, low born, they are called pāpa-junayo. Kriya-sudra-tathā-vaiṣyāt-te-pi-jānti-parāṅgatihi.
Even Oman, Sudra, Vaishya, if he takes to Krishna consciousness, he goes.
So there is no bar, there is no hindrance, everyone can take it up. It is open to everyone. So everyone should be given the chance to become a perfect Brahmana. That is Brahminical culture, that is Vedic culture. Because the human life is a chance to understand God. In the lower animal life, there is no such chance. A dog cannot be educated to understand God, but a man can. So is this human life is misused in the matter of animal propensity, then it is a great loss. His propensities for understanding God should be aroused. That is reality. Ahar nidra bhayamaitunanca samarnami tattva subhi narana. Eating, sleeping, sexual life and defense. This is common to the animals and the human beings. The special significance of human life that he can understand God. The animal can. So if a human being is not given chance to understand God, then he remains an animal. So there is no such chance in university education. There is no department of knowledge to understand God. No such
thing. Can you explain how we can become more Christian conscious without wearing clothing and shaving our heads?
Well, dhoti, these are not very important. They are taking it. I never said that you said dhoti. You can even your coat pants. That. What is it? But naturally, they are simplifying the methodology. They can lie down on the floor. They don't require any furniture. They don't require any costly dress. Any dress will satisfy them. Any simple food will satisfy them. The process is, we should decrease our artificial material necessities of life and save time to understand God, that is value of life. By gorgeously dressing, it will not become a big man. By knowledge, we become a big man.
For Krishna consciousness, there is a governing board committee, and you have Swami directing the board and presidents of temples. Do you think this is a good organization for a country?
What bad do you think? What is the bad in it? If it is not bad, then it's good.
So there should be a Swami rather than a president of the
head of this country. Well, I explained, Swami means the master of the senses. See, if one becomes president and remains a servant of the senses, what is the value? What is the value? He may become president to the fool, but he is a servant of the senses. So my request is that you are all leading personalities of the society. Kindly try to understand the value of our movement and cooperate. That is all.
Thank you.
It is very good scientific method, proper idea. And very simple one. And even a child can take part in it. Actually, when you chant and dance in our temple, many small children, 3 years, 4 years, 3 years, they are so offer obedience, offer flowers. That is not going in vain. They are from the very beginning of their life, they are getting association of good father, mother, devotee, and they are not eating anything which is private. So it is acceptable even by a child. There is no need of having advanced education. Anyone can. Priya Sudra Tathavishya. Anyone. Tirata Huna Anda Kulinda Pukkasa Viva Samba. These are uncivilized. Tirata Huna Anda Kulinda Pukkasa Viva Samba. Kinkura Brahmana Punya. Then what to speak of? Brahmanas, those background is fire, light. Kinkra Brahmana Punya Bhaktya Raja Sarasatha. Anyone can take up. There is no division. Talking with Krishna, as Arjuna was talking with Krishna, and Krishna was replying. Similarly, Uddhava was asking and Krishna was replying. Therefore, that portion of Srimad Bhagavatam is called Uddhava Gita. As this portion of Mahabharata is called Arjuna Gita. Gita means song. So, the song sung by the Supreme Lord. So, the Supreme Lord was teaching Uddhava how to execute devotional service. That is pure. Here, in the Arjuna Gita, Krishna is teaching so many things. Karma, Jnana, Yoga. And at last, bhakti also. But in the Uddhava Gita, there is simply instruction of devotion. There is no other affair, karma, jnana, yoga. Karma means fruitive activity, as we are ordinarily engaged. We work and get some remuneration. That is called karma. Jnana means when one understands that what I am getting by this process, I am working and getting some remuneration. What is the actual, ultimate goal of my life? That is jnana. Karma, jnana and yoga is little higher. They find out the absolute truth. And bhakti means to know the absolute truth or relationship with him and actually be engaged in his service. That is all. Yes.
On the 14-year-old boy, Guru Maharaj.
I do not manage that. You can understand, I do not. So far I have heard that he says there is no need of book. Now you are all educationists. Without book, what is his knowledge? He does not recognize books. What does he say?
I come to do away with books.
Yes, he can do away with books. So you can understand his value. There is no use of argument. If somebody of you says that I never attended a school, college, have not scientist, so would it be accepted? Shastras of Krishya, knowledge has to be received through books, but the books must be perfect. But you cannot say that without books I have become perfect. That is not true. You can also say this, who is accessing? What is the meaning of avatar? Do you know?
I'm asking you.
You can ask him, then he's a fool. That's why.
Do you consider yourself an interpreter of scriptures rather than a source of new revelation?
No, I'm not interpreter, I'm not doing revelation. I'm speaking as it is said. That's all. Krishna said that he is God. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajante imana bhudha bhava samanvita. I am the origin of everything. Then Vedanta Sutra says that the absolute truth means the origin of everything. So, and Krishna is accepted as origin of everything by great stalwart Brahma and the Brahma Sanghita. He says, Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radi Govinda Sarvakaranaka, the cause of all causes. So we have to follow these authoritative statements.
Could there have been a Krishna consciousness movement without Lord
Chaitanya? Yes, Krishna consciousness movement was there. So it's 5,000 years and Krishna appeared. In the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he instructed Bhagavad Gita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revived it very nicely. Just like we have introduced this movement in your country, it does not mean it did not exist before. It was it. Different form. The form is the same. Krishna said, Sarvadharman Paritajya Mamekam Saranam Prabhu. You give up all other engagements and just surrender unto me. These people are taking that principle. They are giving up all other engagements and surrendering to Krishna. This is nothing new. This is an old story. Krishna said, Manmanam Bhavamad Bhaktam Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru. You always think of me, Manmanam. You become my devotee, Madhvakta, Madhyaji. You worship me and you offer your obeisances unto me. So we are teaching this boy the same thing. You always think of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama. They are doing that. And they are worshipping Krishna in the temple. They have seen our temple in San Francisco. We have got a temple, so many temples, in Los Angeles. Everyone will be very much pleased to see our temple activity. So they are becoming devotees, they are worshipping, they are offering obeisances. So what is the new thing? It is all ordered by Krishna. There is nothing. We are doing that and we are preaching that. There is no difference between our preaching and doing. Aponi Achari Prabhu Jivirishu. We have to do first of all, then we can preach. Otherwise, what is the meaning of preaching?
How big is the
movement
and how fast is it coming?
That you can calculate. I came here in 1965. Then I started this movement. In 1 year I could not do anything. I had no place. I started this movement in 1966, July. Then I came here. Then I returned back in 1967, June. Then again I came back in 1968. So, we are trying to push on this movement. We have got about 100 branches all over the world, and many thousand disciples like this, dedicated. We have published about 20 books like this, and we are selling books. On the sales proceeds, we are living. We have no other income. On our expenditure is, throughout the whole society, at least $70,000 per month. And these are the samples of the students. You can talk with them, you can see. There is no hide and seek. So you can judge.
Shri Mati Bhakti Vedanta Swami.
Krishna Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadha Hira Shri Paura Bhakta Vrinda
Raja Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita
Divine Angel is speaking again more like in San Francisco at the Hall of Flowers at 8 p.m. Golden Park, 9th Avenue, and Lincoln Way. Sunday night here in Berkeley at the Martin Luther King Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. 1781 Lower Street. You're all welcome. And Saturday and Sunday morning at our temple in San Francisco at 7 a.m. there will be a Bhagavad class, teaching from Srimad Bhagavatam.